It is time for us to check sports right now here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.
Catcher is Martin Maldonado after the Astros pinch hit Kyle Tucker for Robinson Chirinos.
That's always a little dicey for a manager when he knows the pitcher-catcher combination's been clicking.
Here's one hammered into left. Off the bat of Suzuki and gone. Nationals jump back on top. It's 3-2.
And that was just the beginning of the virtual end. Good morning there, Mike Kazi.
Good morning.
Wow, an ass kicking.
Yep.
You know, Mike, I have to say this. When I was watching the Yankee series, as much as the Yankees didn't hit and as much as they'd lost 4-2, Houston was struggling against the Yankees.
I've been saying that all along.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought to myself that, you know, if the Yankees won that series.
No, listen to me. You can't do that. The Yankees didn't win.
No, they lost.
Houston moved on.
Mike,
and they're getting beat because they're not hitting like they weren't hitting against the Yankees.
Mike, zip it for a second. Let me finish. Christ, don't butt in like that. I said if the Yankees would have won that series, they would have gotten swept in four. I've been deadly afraid of the pitching matchup that Washington can put up against, and the Yankee bats are not consistent enough to go against. They couldn't go against two good starting pitchers, great starting pitchers. Never mind a full really good staff. I just think the Yankees would have gotten swept in four. I don't think Houston's going to get swept in four, but they're going to. They got to get their act together, especially hitting wise.
They're not going to get their act together. They struggled bad against the Yankees. They didn't get good pitching. It's a good thing that they played the Yankees, or else they would have lost. And that's coming to the forefront now. Verlander's still not pitching good. Yeah. Cole didn't pitch good yesterday, and the hitting isn't there. The hitting hasn't been there in any series. It wasn't there against Oakland. It wasn't there against the Yankees, and it's not there now. So they picked a bad time to slump. They're slumping, and they're getting beat up, and Washington's taking advantage of everything. Everything is going the Nationals' way. They are outplaying Houston, but everything is going their way, and Houston can't get out of their own way. And they haven't done it in 5 games against Oakland, 6 games against the Yankees, and now 2 games here. So 13 games they haven't woken up. They're not going to wake up now. They're not going to win this World Series.
All right. Now, do they play again tonight?
No, they don't play until Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be interesting to see what happens if it goes to Sunday, because there's a whole lot of rain coming, so we'll see if they cancel that game. But it might not even get to Sunday. Houston can get swept here.
The Nats just are looking really good, and it. When's the last time a Washington team won the World Series?
Probably the last time that the Rangers won. No, it can't be, because they won in 94.
No, it's before that.
I think that the last time they were in it was in the 30s.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think Walter Johnson was their pitcher the last time they won a World Series. I really don't know. Washington and championships don't go together.
No, and what were they at one point in the first half of the season? 10 games under 500 or 16?
Something like that. Not 10 games under 500, but they were pretty far behind.
Everybody.
I don't know if they may have been under 500, but I know there were a bunch of games behind the Phillies.
Yeah, well, amazing.
Houston's playing awful and Washington's playing good. And that's a combination for a championship for the Nationals.
Yeah, and to go into that bandwagon, I mean, Houston's a tough
place.
I
mean, they beat them in Houston.
Yeah.
They beat their two best pitchers. What's Houston going to do to get back into the series? The way Greinke's pitching, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, but I worried about that all the while. The Yankees have a tough time against pitching, and never mind two good pitchers, but three outstanding pitchers. And I don't know. I don't think that Washington Penn is that great, but it doesn't have to be.
No.
It doesn't have to be.
But that's what I said going into the series. Right. People said, oh, they're overwhelming favorites, the biggest favorites in 9, 10, 12 years, whatever it was. I'm like, I don't see it. Right. And because the two matchups in the first game and the way Houston was playing can go either way. They went the wrong way for Houston. Houston's up against it. I mean, down 2-0 going to Washington and depending on Zach Greinke to win the way he's been pitching, it's not going to happen.
All right. Let's go on to Thursday Night Football.
Oh, is it? I didn't even realize that.
Washington and Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah. Got to be Minnesota.
Maybe the Nationals have a better chance of beating the Vikings than the Redskins.
I think you're right about that. Oh,
they stink.
Oh, they're terrible.
Speaking of stinking,
yeah,
the NBA started in New York yesterday.
I bet the Knicks get beat.
How many days is it until pitchers and catchers? The Knicks got beat by 11, and the Nets got beat by 1 at home. But doesn't matter if you got beat by 1 or 100. It's a loss. Yeah. Both teams started with a loss.
A loss is a loss.
Yeah. How many games did the Yankees win this year?
104.
I'll bet anybody anything they want that the combined wins of the Knicks and the Nets don't come out to 104.
Oh, I don't know whether it'll come out to 100.
I think it'll come out to 80.
Let's say the Nets win 50% of their games. Okay, That's 40. Let's give them more. Let's give them a really good season.
If the Nets win 60, the Knicks have to go 500.
Yeah,
it's not happening. The Nets aren't right. winning 60.
No, I'm saying if you give them 60 wins, then the Knicks would have to win 40 times, come close to 500. And I would lower the as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the one kid that the Knicks got from Duke, he's a shooting guard, small forward.
Yeah.
The Knicks started him at point guard last night, something he's never done.
That's the Knicks. So I think if you take the Knicks, the Rangers, and let's see here, the Devils.
No, don't go. You can't go 4. I mean, they got to win at least 25. You can't go 3. 3 is interesting. 4, no, you lose that bet.
I don't know. I don't know, some bad teams in New York. Some bad, bad teams in New York. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could put the Knicks, the Nets, no, the Knicks, the Nets, and the Rangers to win 103 games. That'd be an interesting bet.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting bet.
All right. Anything else sports-wise? I'm looking here. I don't see much of anything else.
I didn't even realize today was Thursday.
It is Thursday. It's my first day of being 67.
Congratulations.
67, Mike, can you believe it?
You made it. A lot of people can't make it that far. That's why when some people say to me, oh, yeah, well, you know what? I'm 58 years old. I hope you make 58.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, like we said, this World Series, everybody had the horse in the barn and the Astros winning. We didn't see it that way, and looks like we're right.
Well, you could look at the whole series. Tampa Bay played Houston tougher than anybody right now. Tampa Bay. It was a 2-2 series, and that's because Tampa Bay's pitching was on top of things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where when I started.
They haven't been hitting.
When I started,
they're making everybody look like big time pitchers. They're not hitting. They're getting guys on base and big names are leaving them on there.
As a Yankee fan, in the middle of that series against Houston, I kept thinking back to Tampa being 2-2 with them and giving them. And I said, you know what? Tampa's giving them a tougher time than the Yankees. And so when they beat the Yankees and went to Washington, I just said, man, well, Washington's got a lot of good pitching, so we'll see what happens. We could, you know, things could all blow up and go the other way. I mean,
I don't see it. Yeah. There's just no indication that, you know, that's the way it is. It's been going on, like I said, for 3 series. They just can't flip the switch and turn it back on. And if Sanchez pitches anything like he's pitched in his 2 previous games, he could shut the lights out in Houston.
Well, we'll see what happens. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yeah.
Oof, I'm all messed up.
Tomorrow's Friday. We get to do NFL picks.
Yay!
Yay. All right.
Who's Miami and the Jets playing? That's two I'm picking on. I'm going the other way.
That's exactly right. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.